The Love Boat. We are super crosstalk time. Cappy's here. I think Shadano is also in the house. We're getting ready, obviously reacting. It's Celebration Tuesday. Last night, the Lakers beat Golden State. They take a 3-1 series advantage. Cappy was there. Cappy, I thought it was a very fun night in the press room last night. We got to meet an all-time hero.
Yeah, I gotta get a little clarity.
Oh, clarity.
On something.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, clarity.
So check me on this.
Yeah, I will.
You and I were in the press room last night.
That is correct.
I don't, you know, usually hang out there, but I was there.
Yeah, no, you were there. I'm not a big press room guy, but I went.
The thing is that I always tell people the 710 suite in Crypto.com Arena is the number one party suite in the entire building.
There's no question about that. I've been there.
If you ever get invited to the 710 suite, take advantage, man.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday night or whatever.
Yeah.
You take advantage, okay? Some kind of strange echo.
Yeah, I do have a strange echo also.
All of a sudden, I got a strange
echo. I don't know.
Your headphones are too loud. You guys are too close to the mic.
Really?
That's you.
It's me?
Because mine was fine all day.
What is my deal?
Turn your headphones down. Are you deaf?
No. This is like...
All right, I think it sounds better now. I think it sounds better.
Really? Yeah. Okay, great.
I don't. You guys both sound fine to me. I don't know.
Okay, good.
Hi, Johnny.
Yeah.
Cappy, how was it last night?
Oh, it was so fun, man.
Did you stay till the end?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stayed till the end. I was proud of him.
Saw the streamers fall.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get an Uber home? Did you drive? Did you stay in a hotel? What was your situation last night?
I took an Uber.
You did?
Yeah.
Uber.
Yeah.
Any issues getting an Uber, like out in traffic?
No, you got to go to the Ritz over there.
Oh, okay.
You get an Uber over there at the Ritz.
Everybody.
Loaded.
Yeah, Ubers. That's where Ubers would be.
So you met Woj.
So I met Woj. Yeah. So
first
John,
time meeting him, Cap?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. In fact, I'm kind of sure of it. But I don't really have anything to talk to him about.
Well, he did ask, what do you think tonight?
Yeah, he kind of gave me that like whole what do you think thing.
Yeah, well, did you tell him it? I told him I think the Lakers win.
I don't think he thought that I really had a thought. I don't think that he thought that I don't think that he
really
wanted to know what I think.
Well, he was just being nice. He's making conversation.
That's right. Right.
I thought he was mostly focused on me.
Totally way more focused on you than me.
Yeah.
Had no idea who I am.
He was mesmerized by Mason's flowing hair.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's where I may need a little bit of clarity.
Uh-huh.
Are we certain of this?
Certain of what?
That Woj loved your hair?
Yeah, that's what Momo said.
Can you read? Wait, what?
He loved your hair?
Oh, yeah, he loved my hair.
You didn't hear about this, George?
Oh, yeah, no. So Momo introduces us to Woj.
Momo.
You've never met Woj.
I think I have. But it's a thing with Momo. It's a weird thing. She loves to be like a matchmaker.
She's like mom.
No.
Yeah, she's she's a connector. She's trying to connect.
She's a connector.
People. Yeah. No.
You know what she is? She's a yenta. That's what she is.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. That's right. So Momo.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
That's an insult.
No, it's not an insult.
No, it's a matchmaker.
It's not an insult.
Isn't a yenta
it's
a matchmaker?
It's kind of like.
He's calling her a gossip.
Yes, kind of a gossip.
Oh,
you know?
Then I'm a yenta.
Yeah, I am too.
You
know,
You're the town crier over there.
No, but Momo's so cute because what she does is she goes, Mason, Kaplan, there's Woj. Let's go say hello. Like, she wants us to be introduced to these ESPN colleagues.
I'm good
you
with.
Should know right. these people.
Yeah.
From dictionary.com.
Yeah.
Yenta.
Yeah.
A woman who is a gossip or busybody. Quote, she acts like a nosy yenta.
Wow.
So I can't be a yenta because I'm not a woman.
For me, it's a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying? So we go over to say hello to Woj.
Yes.
And he does. He gives us this like whole like, what do you think?
So what do you think?
Right.
I told him what I thought. I said Lakers by 3.
Yeah. I did
he
not.
He probably is very impressed now.
I didn't like
I know.
An opinion.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Lakers by 3.
He's like, hitting on the number.
He's all over it.
Yeah.
He was not looking in my direction in any way. And I was going like, I like the Lakers. Over here, Woj. I like the Lakers. Yeah. So like, I was not part of the conversation
right.
really.
And then, by the way, he says, oh, I got to talk to that guy.
Yeah, he was like, he had nothing to do with us.
That's his way to get out.
That's his way to get out. And by the way,
smart.
Went and got a soda.
It was great for me. No.
Went and hit the popcorn. Right. Yeah, I mean, it was not really. But afterwards.
But that was a good way to get out.
But there was a weird. Wasn't there like a kind of a weird interaction, though, where you said something to him like, I don't know.
My icebreaker line was, hey, I follow you on Twitter.
Very good.
Yeah, which I thought was a pretty
good
line.
That's funny.
Very good.
Yeah, you and about 7 million other people.
Correct.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
gag.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And then yeah. Ramona goes, Cap, do you follow Adrian on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Let me take a look. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. Like, so
why
that
wouldn't you just lie?
Yeah, why wouldn't you say yes?
I just thought that was kind of a funnier thing to say,
I don't think so. That's off-putting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, 7 million people.
I don't follow you on Twitter. It's basically, yeah, that's off-putting.
Well, I was being introduced for the first time. I didn't know who he was.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't know who this guy was.
So afterwards.
Yeah, but then he said something like, he got done and you said goodbye, you shook his hand.
Yes.
I said goodbye and shook his hand, and I said something like hey, well, you know, we always really appreciate you coming on the air.
That is true. You did say that.
And he starts laughing, and Ramona starts laughing, and she's like, what was that all about? She's like, does he come on the air all the time? I'm like, no, that was the point. He never really comes on the air.
Yeah, he doesn't really.
I don't think any of our shows have ever had him on.
No, I've had him on a bunch over the years, but it was pre-Cappy.
Yeah. So I was like, yo, thanks a lot for coming on all the time. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Maybe it's you. Now he's definitely not coming on.
I don't know. Yeah.
So then later.
Maybe he's going to, when I text him, he'll be like, is that Kaplan guy going to be there?
Yeah.
That's right.
But wait, let's go to the text here because this is important. Yeah. Listen to this. You interpret this, George.
Okay. Ramona texted me and Scott afterwards and said, amazing turn of events. I went up to Woj after our interaction and said, glad you got to meet my guys. Woj responded, that guy's got great hair.
Why would Momo make that up, Cap?
Yeah.
No, that's real.
Not saying she made it up.
Yeah.
I think you are. I think that's what you're suggesting.
Do you want me to ask Woj if Mason has really good hair?
You're suggesting it's less than a full compliment.
Yeah, what was your take? Did you think they were talking about your hair?
Why not?
Did you honestly think Woj was reacting to it?
Kaplan take ever.
It's basically because you know
Guy's got great hair.
John, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Mason and Cap are like the Spider-Man meme where they're just the two Spider-Men pointing at each other. That's what they are.
That is awesome.
Very true. Very true.
I mean, read
the fact that you thought they were talking about your hair is ridiculous.
But what about the fact that you thought that they were talking about your hair? Why is that not ridiculous?
I'm known for my hair.
What do you mean?
He's known for his hair. Nobody knows you for your hair.
Okay. This silver hair is my trademark.
There's two guys standing there.
Yeah.
Two guys. One guy has this completely white hairdo. Okay?
It's not a hairdo.
What would you call it?
Yeah, it kind of is. All right. But that's okay.
All right. And then there's me. I got a full head over here. And it's a little weirdish kind of thing, you know, because it goes in its own different directions, you know? So when he says, hey, that guy has a great head of hair, which guy?
Okay.
The guy with the gray hair? The guy with the dyed colored black hair?
Okay, so here's how neurotic I am.
Go ahead.
I texted Ramona separately because I also thought, well, maybe he was talking about Scott.
No.
I swear to God,
no chance. Yeah, no, that is 100% true. I know it.
No, so, you would text it, but it's not about Cappy.
I texted Ramona and said, so Woj loves my hair, huh? And she said, yes, that was his takeaway. So it's definitely my hair. It's not your hair.
All right. I didn't check in. Yeah. I didn't check in to find out.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Johnny I.
I'm FaceTiming Ramona.
Oh, not Woj. Oh. We thought you were FaceTiming Woj.
I thought Woj. No, that would be huge.
I'm not on FaceTime with Woj. Ramona.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Look at this little guy.
What's up, bud?
So
you're on the radio, obviously.
Yeah,
hi, Momo.
Hi, Ramona.
Yeah. So explain the whole Mason Cappy Woj thing.
Okay. So we see them in the I see Mace and Cappy and you want me to, should I give Jacob to Nevin?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say hi to Nordberg for us too.
Okay. So we see Woj in the press room.
Yep.
And I said, hey, Mace, Cap, you want to go meet Woj? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And it was, like, really good because he was definitely not turtling. Like, he's in, like, the anti-turtle mode. Right?
Yes. Right.
And I went and walked over to Woj, and I said, hey, Adrian, I want you to meet my co-host. This is Steve Mason. I'm always on with him during the day. And this is Scott Kaplan. He works with Sedano in the afternoons. And Mason, like, perfect. He goes, hey, I follow you on Twitter.
Funny.
Pretty good. Pretty good line, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Cap had nothing. He was just kind of standing
nothing.
There.
What do you mean? Nothing. I said to him, no, you said, wait, but wait, Ramona.
I was like,
wait,
this
Ramona.
You said,
Cap, do you follow Woj on Twitter? And yeah. I was like, I don't think so. Like, I thought that was funny.
That's off-putting.
Oh, yeah, that was a little, I guess that was a little funny. And then you totally rallied, okay? Yeah. You totally rallied. You went and said, as he was about to leave, he said, hey, thanks for coming on our show all those times.
Which is
good. Was good, Cap. I thought that was good.
That was
like,
good closer.
Laugh,
he laughed.
And afterwards, Woj actually came over to me and he said, he goes, hey, you know, tell that guy I don't go on anybody's show. Yeah. So
tell that guy.
I was like, oh, no, he was just being funny.
Yeah.
Right? And then I said, hey, how did you like Steve Mason? Have you ever done a show with him? And he goes, that guy has great hair.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I told Cappy, he used to come on my show all the time pre-Cappy.
Yeah.
Pre-Cap.
I'm that guy. Okay, you know.
No, I don't think it's you. I think it's Woj. I think.
No, he just doesn't
Woj
do radio anymore.
Aggregated.
Yeah, he just doesn't do radio.
Yeah. But Momo, anyway. Is the series over? Well, we got you here.
I think we're back here on Friday, and then I think it's over on Friday.
Yeah,
a lot of people. That's the take. Yeah. Momo, who are we going to meet at Game 6?
Oh,
I don't know. Who do you want to meet? Do you want to meet Pelinka?
Yeah, I was looking for Rob last night.
Yeah, I had a lot of nice time with Rob last night.
Who do you want to meet?
I'm in an anti-turtling mode.
Okay.
Like,
really?
In other words, matter who you introduce me to, I'm going to be like
You're like a caterpillar out of the cocoon.
I am.
But wait a second. Exactly.
You're now a butterfly.
This is actually very, very funny and very true.
Yeah.
So Mace and I last night are having this conversation where he says, ever since the whole turtling conversation began on the show, all of a sudden, I've gone anti-turtle.
Yes.
In fact, he told me a story, true story, that he was at a party this weekend where he would normally be turtling in the corner.
Yep.
But he was anti-turtle, and he was talking to everybody.
Talking to everybody.
And now you're drinking, too, so there's that.
That's a little oil for the fire. Yeah.
John, I know you can't. She can't hear you because we have our headphones on.
Right.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to Ramona?
No, I realized that after the first thing I said, that Ramona has no mechanism by which to hear me, so I'm out
it's
until
tricky.
You hang up on
it's
her.
It's tricky when you hold the phone up to the microphone and do it
all right,
like
he's
that.
Got nothing for you, Momo.
Yeah. Okay,
nothing.
Got it. All right, good.
Bye, Momo.
Momo, love you.
Bye, guys.
All right,
see ya. There's Ramona Shelburne.
Hey, Mace, listen to this. So, Sedano and Cap, we were talking about the fact that one of the worst sports movies of all time is The Fan, starring Robert De Niro.
Terrible.
Because it's basically a guy obsessed with Barry Bonds. Wesley Snipes plays the Barry Bonds role.
Right.
And in the last half hour of the movie, the fan is stalking the baseball player, and it is an absolute monsoon at the ballpark. Like, there's never been a baseball game played in this much rain.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the fact that Tony Scott directed it, and Tony Scott was British, so he had no
sense
technical,
of baseball.
And so he just he put in the script a monsoon, and the game will end in a monsoon. Mace, I just got an email from our friend Jeff Blake.
Oh yeah,
who
did
worked
he
at Sony?
That he was president
he said,
of distribution.
John, unfortunately, that was a Sony release. Believe it or not. Cal Ripken Jr. was the consultant on that movie.
Wow.
So did Cal Ripken just fail to mention we don't play baseball in a driving rainstorm and Tony Scott ignored him?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's exactly right.
By the way, John, you'll love this. So one of our great listeners, Grant in L.A., who listens to all the shows here on the station.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's an incredible Photoshopper,
yes,
John.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And he has Photoshopped a tweet of Adrian Wojnarowski that said, met Scott Kaplan last night. What a yenta. Horrible hair. I will send you the picture so you can see it.
That. I got to have that.
That is awesome.
By the way, Grant in L.A. is the only guy. In L.A. is the only guy who's noticed I'm wearing a sided hat today.
Oh, yeah, you are wearing a sided hat. Are you an investor?
No. Well, that's going to be taking quite a while.
A buyer? No,
he got a free hat, basically.
All right, hey, we're...
I think you're an emotional investor, you know?
Well, Grant in L.A., or somebody commented, what does Chris get out of that? Mm-hmm. What's Cappy fan? And I said ground transportation.
Damn right.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Maybe hotel.
Coming up next for you
night.
Is Sedano. Ireland, you go have a nice dinner or whatever you do in San Francisco. I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic
Ireland.
Evening.
Seven Hills, man. Go to Seven Hills.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
All right. Get on it immediately.
Didn't sound like he was that
committed
to it.
It's a fancy place. He's like a fancy kind of guy, so
that's why. A suggestion, yeah. We're back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll be getting you ready for game number 5. Reaction to game 4, plus preview and lots of stupidity coming up next with Shidano and Cap on a live Imaging Tuesday. Morales is here all afternoon, too. See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
4:15 p.m. in the Southland, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
It is a live Imaging Tuesday, homeboy.
Boom, bing, bump. Bing, ba da, bing, ba da, ba, pick a doom, ba da, bump. Bing, ba da, bump, ba da, pick a doom, ba da, bump.
Shidano and Cap is on for your afternoon drive takeover. A live Imaging Tuesday. Also, a Lakers celebration Tuesday.
I can't be happier for being wrong. You know I don't like being wrong.
Never.
But I love, because you know I root for me. We are one step closer to me being able to sleep in my bed for the Western Conference Finals.
Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra for making it possible today as we celebrate the win all afternoon long. Keep checking back. Plus tonight, don't forget, at 7 o'clock, a very special edition of Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa. Playoff Slee. But we're going to have some fun and frivolity this afternoon right here on Shidano and Cappy.
All right. All right. So you're happy to be wrong, huh, Georgie?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah? You like that?
I'm kind of good with less flights.
You are.
With you.
You are.
Yeah, sleeping in your own bed.
I understand. I got that.
Last night, I slept in Cappy's car.
I heard about that.
So Cappy drove me home, to the train station in Anaheim, as we often do.
Yeah.
And the minute I got in that car,
yeah,
I made it about 60 seconds out of the garage, and I was out.
Dude, let me tell you something. The parking garage at LA Live, we were in line to leave.
Yeah.
I looked at the clock in my car. It was 9:50 p.m.
Yeah.
By the time we got on the freeway, it was like 10:27 p.m.
Yeah, I believe that.
My man was out cold in the garage before we ever paid to get out.
It was a long day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a series of photographs.
Why
in
did
my
you pay to get out of the garage?
Why did you take photos of me?
And why did you pay to get out of the garage?
Yeah, answer one of those, at least.
Well, as far as the paying part of it goes, you know, I went up to swipe my card.
Yeah.
That's just a form of payment.
Oh, that's you meant you were actually paying.
No.
I was just making sure. I was just doing the Cappy thing where I needed some clarification in there.
I don't know what's on my parking card. Bitcoin, Solana coin. I don't know what's on there. I don't know. Some kind of cryptocurrency gets me out of here.
He wouldn't have made, you would have made Chris pay.
He would have put his hand in my pocket, got my credit card, and swiped 100%. It.
There was a guy in an SUV last night.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
Completely impatient. This guy was not going to wait. He wasn't going to wait in the line. It would have taken him 5 minutes to get out. He jumped over these curbs and went out the parking garage without paying. Like, jumped the curbs and out.
And all Cappy was thinking, even though he didn't physically have to pay monetarily, mm-hmm, of how we could do this.
Right, I wanted to do that.
Then I fell asleep.
Yeah, and then Chris just was zonked out.
You took pictures of me last night?
I have a series of photographs last night of Chris, sleeping. They're selfies.
I wish I would have had this information before Sedano, Corporate Greg, and I just did that huddle in the other room, but this would have been important information to bring up in that huddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was so cute. I was like, look at him.
Who did you send them to?
Nobody.
Because Rachel hates me.
No, I didn't send anybody, but I was like, you're so cute. I wanted to show them to you.
All right. Well,
look at you, passed out.
Listen, we got all afternoon to get back to this. We got to break down the Lakers game, yo. And for that, there is only one man in Los Angeles today.
Cappy, I know you want to give somebody a lot of love.
Everybody's been waiting to hear what Shidano's going to say. Well, it's time for that masterclass to begin for your afternoon drive. Ladies and gentlemen, he is in the league. He talks NBA like no other. Mr. George Shidano.
Thank you, Chris.
Shidano.
Cappy, I want to actually start with you. I want to defer for a second.
Okay, what can I do for you?
There was
a lot of love for one player in particular yesterday, deservingly so.
Uh-huh.
And he was your dust-off guy 2 games ago.
That's right. Lonnie Walker IV.
Mm-hmm.
A three-level kind of player, really.
What are the three levels?
This is a guy who can take it to the hoop. He's got a nice little soft mid-range, and he can put down threes as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a three-level kind of guy. You know how I know this?
How do you know this?
Because that's what he said after the game.
That he's a three-level guy?
That's right.
I was just curious if you knew the three levels.
Though. I just may have made them up.
I mean, maybe.
All I'm telling you is this.
Three-level score. It's a guy who can score from beyond the three-point line.
Yeah.
Who can score in the mid-range and who can get to the cup.
That is precisely what I just said.
Which the mid-range can also be also account for free throws too, but go ahead.
Lonnie Walker explained to us after the game that he's a three-level kind of guy.
Yeah.
That he's a guy that when he's on the floor, he looks to score the ball.
Yeah.
So you might think that here's little Lonnie Walker.
Yeah.
Guy who hasn't played since the trade deadline, guy who dealt with a knee injury through the season. Great athlete, can jump through the roof, but hasn't played at all.
Right. He's been just buried on the bench.
So when you're in the game and the game's on the line and LeBron James gives you the ball, if that were me, George, I'd be like, here you go, King. Have the ball back. I know you just gave it to me for a second. Just, you know, get a little space for yourself. Here you go, King.
But why? See, that's why you couldn't play with LeBron.
But you see, this is my point. Lonnie Walker showed tremendous guts last night. Tremendous courage last night. I'm on the floor. I'm in uniform. LeBron's giving me the ball. I'm putting it up because that's what I do. But moreover, you talked about this a couple games ago. Making Steph Curry work on the offensive end and the defensive end.
Yeah.
Did you notice as Lonnie Walker was scoring his 15 points, who was there trying to defend against him?
Well, yeah, Steph was one of them. And then they also, LeBron would switch on him.
All I'm saying is they made Steph
work on defense.
Work really hard.
Yeah.
And then when he was on offense, Anthony Davis was altering his shot.
Right.
No matter how many shots he got.
And by the way, despite all that, Steph was incredible last night in that game. Like, he was great. Like, he was the one guy that was still giving you fits till the last second.
That's right. That's right. Till the very last second.
Yeah.
Because while everybody else, and the truth is, Clay, horrible game last night.
Yeah, he had a rough one.
Horrible game.
Yeah.
When Lonnie Walker IV outscores Clay Thompson and Jordan Poole by himself in one quarter, Lakers win that game.
Yeah.
But Lonnie Walker, last thought on this is I'm driving home last night, and I'm listening to Sliwa on the postgame, George.
Okay.
He plays some Lonnie Walker postgame sound.
Right.
Somebody asks Lonnie Walker in the postgame press conference, how did you stay ready?
Stay ready, you don't have to get ready?
That's right.
Yeah.
How? How'd you do it?
Right.
Injury, not playing. There's no time for you. I mean, other guys have been traded in. Other guys are getting playing time. Malik Beasley's playing. Austin Reeves has elevated his game. There is no Lonnie Walker IV. How'd you keep it going? How'd you stay sharp?
Yeah.
Tells this story about his father and, like, I don't know, his brothers or his cousins. And these guys are working out all the time. So he's not exactly like, hey, I'm just some role guy on the end of the bench now. And if they ever need me, which they never will, I'll just be down here collecting my paycheck. Lonnie Walker was preparing for the moment last night.
100% he was. I'm not surprised. You know, I don't know him very well, but the little I do know of him, that's who he's always been. He's a kid that, if you look at his time in San Antonio, the minutes were up and down at times. But when his number has been called more times than not in his short career in the NBA, he's only 24 years old or whatever, I believe, he's been fairly productive, I would say. But, you know, I think the one thing he has lacked in his very short career as a youngster has been consistency. And I think, you know, maybe that this could be kind of the jump start to that point, right? Where he was benched for a long time. He's never had that happen in his career. And maybe this is kind of that seminal moment where he realized, hey, it's all coming together now.
Or maybe not. Or maybe he just had one amazing night.
could be.
But regardless, here's the beautiful thing that happened last night, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Okay? This has nothing
to
do...
Well, I mean, if you would be saying it, it would be your opinion.
Yes, that's right. This is just my own opinion.
I don't believe you have to restate that on, you know, on
this
the front end.
This has nothing to do with X's and O's. This has nothing to do with basketball strategy.
Yeah.
This is the kind of corny stuff that I like.
You love corn.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is not all the stat geek strategy.
Are you like the guy that
guy.
The sign that they had for Mookie Betts? You're like that guy too?
Eat corn the long way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So no, did Mookie.
I'm saying, clip, by the way.
Yeah.
So did Mookie. Mookie thought it was funny too.
It took Lindsay a moment to figure that out when we were telling that story.
Right. Yeah. Eating corn the long way?
Yeah. It did. I didn't know.
It didn't register immediately.
It didn't.
You know?
It's actually easier.
Good for you, by the way.
Yeah. This way, like, you don't get as much in your teeth.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not like Cappy where my mind automatically goes to the gutter.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about Lonnie Walker.
Yeah.
When the game is over last night, what happens? LeBron James.
And AD.
But LeBron even more so.
Yeah.
LeBron James has his arms wrapped around Lonnie Walker. And he's talking into his ear, George. And you can see the love that LeBron has for this young kid who has just had the game of his life on the stage of his career. And it helped LeBron take another step towards a championship. There was a love that was given to Lonnie Walker last night, and it tells you everything you need to know about the Lakers today versus who the Lakers were before the trade deadline. Do you understand? I'm getting corny and I'm getting deep on you here, but do you understand what I'm getting at here? The human dynamic. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Before the trade, this was a collection of individuals playing for themselves.
Yes.
I can tell you unequivocally today, with a 3-1 lead over the Golden State Warriors on May 9th,
right.
You're looking at a ball club. You're looking at a real team. You feel me?
Is this the type of stuff you want Pelinka to hire you for to
Correct.
Stay on the team?
Correct. Correct. You're looking at a real team now. You're looking at a team where it could be D'Angelo Russell. It could be Austin Reeves.
Right.
It could be Lonnie Walker off the bench.
The 1-2-2 theory.
The 1-1-2 theory.
Oh, sorry. The 1-1-2
Superstar,
theory.
Second best player team. That's how you win.
Yeah.
And right now, the Lakers are disproving my theory.
Yeah.
Because it's all about team.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this a little further then. Now, are you done with the corn?
I feel so much better
Okay,
now.
Great.
Yeah,
great,
feels
great,
so
great.
Good.
All right, so let's get into Lonnie Walker.
Okay.
Let's get into LeBron and AD.
Okay.
And how they impacted the game. Because there were some moments there that were very tense in that building last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are things that, unless you were there, you can't really understand. I don't feel like this is the stuff that you can get on TV. So I'm going to give you some of that insight. I'm curious to see if you felt the same way. We'll get into that. We'll get into the 3-1 lead. We'll get into the ramifications, the historical context of all of this, and what it means for both the Lakers and the Warriors, all coming up in about 2 minutes.
4:30 p.m. in the Southland. Yes, indeed, it is a live imaging Tuesday on Shit Out of a Cap.
Uptown Girl.
I hit the post and you stepped on it.
Why did you step on it?
What do you mean step on it? I sang the song.
Post.
Didn't step on anything. No
Why
step.
You stepped on me hitting the post.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I picked it up right as Billy Joel started singing.
No, that's not what we wanted to do there. But it doesn't matter. It is a live imaging Tuesday on a Lakers Celebration Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra on Shit Out of a Cap. Happy birthday. He turned 73 today. Billy Joel. Of course, this is one of his biggest hits about Christine Brinkley.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You didn't like Christie Brinkley?
Love Christie Brinkley. Loved her in the original Vacation movie. But
she's also great in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah?
And she's still posting content on Instagram.
Yeah. Is that right?
I mean, for her age, looks amazing.
I'm sure she does.
I wish I could look like that. Now.
This was not one of my favorite Billy Joel songs, is all I was saying.
Well, we don't have a lot on the OTD list today, so if there's more Billy Joel, we can play it.
Okay.
She played Gail Gergich on Parks and Rec. She was married to Jerry Gergich, which was hilarious because he was like the big nerd, heavier set guy in the
office. Why'd you look at me?
In the office. So look at their picture.
Wow.
Like it's done to juxtapose them on purpose, the characters.
Right.
It's hilarious.
He's this big giant dude.
Right.
And she's this super hot supermodel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time on the show they meet Christie Brinkley, they meet Jerry's wife, and they're like, wait, you're Jerry's wife? Like, really? And the whole episode is like people asking her, like, How did this happen?
Is he super rich? Do people ask, is he super rich?
No, he works in the Parks and Recs department.
Oh, did they ask her?
The
ask
show's
her
called Parks and Recs.
Yeah, I know, but maybe he owned a bunch of parks and a bunch of recs.
Are you saying a woman couldn't find a heavier set fellow attractive?
Yeah, are you saying that?
No, I'm saying
I've done all right in life.
I'm saying that a supermodel.
Right. Well, but she's not a supermodel on the show. She's not Christy Brinkley.
But she's
Gail Gergich.
Right, but they cast her because she's so hot.
Yeah.
And he's
because it's hilarious.
So opposite.
Yes, it's a hilarious visual.
I mean, they stand next to each other. They look like the number 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So anyway,
why am I the only one in sunglasses? I brought put the sunglasses on for you.
I took mine off for a second.
Okay.
Like Brian Gumbel on Real Sports.
Oh, yes. That's what when we think of you, Kathy, we think, you know what? He's Brian Gumbel-esque.
Yeah. Hey, for all the good folks here at ESPN 710, have a good night, everybody. See? Very Brian Gumbel-esque. What's going on?
I'm still a little bothered.
About?
And Sedano, wouldn't you be bothered if you fell asleep while Cappy's driving?
And he took pictures?
And he took pictures of you.
It would be weird. Why were you taking pictures? If you didn't, it'd be one thing if you took the pictures.
And then posted
and
it.
Then, or texted it to us in our group chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that would be funny. But the fact you didn't do that.
And you have like a private stash right now.
Right. It just feels really weird.
Okay. So hold on. In my defense, okay, I will say this, that Chris last night is like, hey, let's go. We're going to go from here. We're going to go out. Bergie wants to go out. We're going to go out. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going out. I'm going home, man. And Chris is all fired. Oh, we're going out. I say, Bergie, are we going out? He's like, no, man, I'm going home. So I get Chris in the car. And we're not even out of the parking garage at LA Live, and my man is passed out. Now, the reason I invite him for a ride home is he's companionship along the way. Mm-hmm. For an hour, I listen to this kid snore.
Right.
Well, I didn't have my thing.
You didn't have your scuba gear?
No, it's not scuba gear. It's the...
The CPAP?
No. Oh. I'm not there yet, thank God.
The what?
It's like a nose clip thing for your sinuses. It opens up the nostrils.
Uh-huh.
And then I also use the hostage tape.
What does that mean?
It's the stuff I gave John last week. You put it over your mouth. And it helps you not mouth breathe. CPAP machine.
Really? Oh, really? That's pretty sexy stuff, man, right there.
Well, I need to get the maximum amount of good sleep I can in like 4 hours every night.
Okay, well, you can't get Christy Brinkley, not even on a
and
show.
And then I rub some vapor rub around my nostrils.
Right? Vaporub.
Vaporub, see.
To open up the sinus.
Okay. All very hot, by the way.
Listen, I wasn't asking to be hot last night.
Yeah.
I was asking just to be able to take a nap in my friend's vehicle.
You did.
And not be violated with you taking pictures. But we'll get back into this.
There was no violation.
It's a Lakers celebration Tuesday.
You're darn right.
And when
right
you
it
think
is.
Lakers breakdowns to levels beyond comprehension, you think George Sedano.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched this game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and did you get the sense in the building that people were very tense in the third quarter?
Oh my God! There were times where the building was on fire and it was super super loud.
Yeah.
And then there are times where it was really quiet.
You could hear a pin drop.
And really uptight.
Yeah.
And there was this moment, I want to say it's about 84-77 or so.
Yeah.
In the early parts of the fourth quarter, and people were saying this, and if you said this, you know who you are, and pretty much everybody said it. This doesn't look good.
It didn't look good at that
Mm-mm.
time.
Did not look good. Going into the fourth quarter,
yeah.
There was really... nothing that said the Lakers are going on a big run here. The Lakers are going to take this game over. There just wasn't anything that said that in the moment.
Yeah.
But they started grinding out. There were a couple of big plays along the way.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Dennis Schroeder steal and layup that really electrified the building. There was another one that was Lonnie Walker, kind of same deal. But there were some plays that brought that place back to life when everybody was sitting on edge. When the whole building was sitting there going, this doesn't look good, there were a few plays, George, that turned the energy in the entire building. And I'll tell you something, man. It was exciting to be there. I'll tell you that right now.
It was great. But there was definitely tension late in that third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then little by little, you could feel the tide turning as the fourth quarter was going on. Now, there were moments there, though. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Now, AD, they targeted AD. Strangely enough, it was working in the first three quarters. When they targeted AD in the pick and roll, Cappy,
mm-hmm.
when they put him in the action against Steph, like mm-hmm. Steph and AD matched up one-on-one
mm-hmm.
after the pick and roll, they were 8 of 11 on AD in the first three quarters. Do you know what they were in the fourth quarter in
Tell
those
me.
Situations?
Well, it had to be, like, the numbers had to be minute because I think they only scored like 17 points in the fourth quarter.
0-for-5
wow.
in the same scenarios that they had feasted on him, you know, strangely enough, in that first three quarters. But even despite that, I feel like everybody in the building when Steph was taking those threes, right, and the offensive rebounds were coming the Warriors' way, everybody puckered up in every time he let the ball loose.
Absolutely. Listen, George, in the final seconds of the game,
yeah,
there were like 38 seconds to go.
And then, right, yeah, go ahead.
And there was that moment where AD is way out up top on Steph,
yeah,
and he fires one off, and as soon as it leaves his fingers, everybody just assumes it's going in.
Right.
Right? Then the ball hits the rim, goes bouncing off a bunch of different bodies, ball gets thrown back out to
Draymond
Steph.
Draymond gets it and gets it to Steph.
And Steph fires away again.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's like a half-court shot. You know, yeah, we complain. I say we. The media complained about Jordan Poole's shot in game one.
Right, but Steph Curry can hit that shot.
Not only can hit that shot, but has the license to take that shot.
Right.
But still, that was really, really deep. And AD, I got to say this about AD.
He was incredible defensively in the fourth quarter.
But in particular,
yeah,
in that final sequence of about 38 seconds to go, you talk about a big man who was moving like a little man.
He guarded the guards.
As creative as Steph Curry is and as quick as he is,
he couldn't get by him.
For the fact that Anthony Davis could stand in front of him,
yeah,
and alter his shots
use
the way he
his
did,
length.
Unbelievable.
The Warriors, when they were going to the rim, even in transition, I'm sitting there, right there, watching them, looking over their shoulder every time because they're wondering, where's AD? And that's the effect that he has. So when everybody was complaining about, oh, he only scored 12 points and he's so inconsistent on the offensive end, what did I tell you? He can absolutely dominate a game on the defensive end and doesn't need, doesn't mean that you don't want him to score, but doesn't need to have a crazy scoring output to put his stamp and win a game for you.
But he did score 23 last night.
I told you he'd break that 20-point streak too.
We had been talking about the even or odd, even, odd, even, odd, even.
That's over now.
And based on the odd, even.
Go to hell with that stat now.
That's over now.
Yeah.
He broke through it last night. But make no mistake, as great as he was defensively,
yeah,
his offensive output, and by the way, 10 of 16 from the field,
yeah,
only 3 of 3 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the Lakers 20 for 20. From the free throw line.
Yeah.
So in game two, when they got blown out and they were never there at the line,
yeah,
that is like the number one critical difference
gotta
in these two wins.
Line, yeah.
Because getting to the free throw line gets you points and it slows the pace,
yeah,
and gets you some recovery.
Yes, 100%. So I was blown away. I thought LeBron, I thought he played a pretty smart game, I thought, for the most part. He is aging with grace in the way that I guess everyone, we talked about this yesterday, is kind of waiting for him to have one of those LeBron games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may come, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe this is the new LeBron game where it's, you know, 20-something points, you know, 6-7 assists, 6-7 rebounds. Honestly, most nights, that's exactly what you want out of one of your star players.
So here's the really interesting thing to me about this season with LeBron. In the early part of the season, I remember us having a whole debate because LeBron would say the offense needs to run through AD, right? Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say he's saying that, but he's not really doing that. Now, all these months later, after AD was hurt and has come back and has been healthy, thank goodness for him, mm-hmm, and the team,
yeah,
after LeBron has gotten the trade that he wanted, has gotten hurt, has come back, and as the team is peaking, because that's what I was telling you guys weeks ago, they'll be better because they're going to peak. They're going to get better with every game. Watching LeBron actually put the game plan in place, not say AD should be the centerpiece, but make AD the centerpiece. And by the way, distribute the ball to other guys that he now trusts. This is why LeBron couldn't do this early in the season,
George. He didn't trust any of those guys.
That's my point.
That's
right.
I was telling you that all season long, right, when you were trying to keep Brody here.
Well, I was only trying to keep Brody because
you wanted content.
I like drama.
Yes.
But also, I really didn't know that they could make the kind of moves that would be championship caliber. And frankly, 2 weeks ago, who knew if these moves were going to be championship caliber? But I'll tell you this right now. You're at this point where you're up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors. I know you're thinking about game five and winning in game five or game six, whatever. You really, really legit now have a chance to win the NBA championship.
Yeah.
Not make the play-in, not secure a spot in the playoffs, not pull an upset. You have a legitimate shot today to win the NBA championship this season.
And you'll have knocked off the defending champion. But this is, remember when I told you they have to win the play-in thing because they can't, they got to be on the 7 line. Because the 7 line was going to give you the easy first round matchup in the sense that you matched up great against a Memphis team, particularly without their 2 frontline guys or 2 of their 3 frontline guys. You had had real success against the Warriors during the regular season. So you and a number of those games happened post the trade deadline. So those teams were, even though they weren't at 100%, there was some matchup issues there that they posed for the Warriors. And then
one of those games was when Steph was coming back from injury.
Right. But nonetheless, you matched up well against them, mm-hmm. right? So we had talked about penciling them into the conference finals, where then you would see either Phoenix or Denver, but you wouldn't get them till much later, where you've built that confidence and experience, right? So this is the path that we've been talking about forever, and now it's coming to fruition, where they're the number 2 team in Vegas when it comes to winning a championship right now. It's the Boston Celtics at the top of the heap when it comes to the betting favorite to win the championship, and the Lakers are now number 2. The path is there.
Amazing.
Remember?
Absolutely amazing.
I'm a path person.
That's right. You pathed us all the way to the Super Bowl. I remember.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I told you there was a path for the Lakers. And you made fun of me because you brought up the path to the Super Bowl. But I said, there is a path. Now, it's a narrow path, but they have a path. And here it is. We're pathing away.
I also kind of made fun of you yesterday for picking the Warriors to win.
I'm glad I'm wrong.
I know. I was trying to explain to you, though. Even if you thought the Warriors are going to win, you should have gone on national television and picked the Lakers to win to send positive vibrations.
That's not... No. If anything, I'm happy. Listen, if you're not okay being wrong in this place, you're in the wrong business.
Well, Cappy's wrong most of the time.
I mean, if you don't... Like, who knows about being more wrong than me?
That's fair.
I understand that about you, but me,
right?
I like to be right a little because it's rare.
Imagine how happy I am. How weird it is that I'm happy I'm wrong. I am one step closer to sleeping in my bed for the Western Conference Finals on half those dates.
You know why, Cappy?
Tell me.
Because you know what Sedano just did there?
Tell me.
He gave you a master class
in
on how to path. You don't know how to path.
and how to reflect back.
And to reflect on the path.
Yeah.
If you can't reflect on the path like Sedano, top-tier broadcaster, you know who you are?
Tell me.
You got one.
I knew it.
You fell right into that one. Yeah.
I knew I was gutless. Yeah.
I did a JT the Brickism this morning with Travis.
Yeah.
I said, are you going to match my energy this morning, Travis?
Yeah.
Like JT the Brick would say. He did. He laughed.
Oh, okay, good.
He wasn't gutless.
But did he match your energy?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, Cappy had game notes in his phone.
That's right. I take game notes.
I mean, listen, I'm so proud of you. I don't even know who you are.
I take game notes.
But I want to read these game notes on the air.
You do.
Okay.
You're going to take my phone from me.
Yes.
And you're going to read my notes.
I want to read your notes.
Okay.
Because I want to see how coherent they are.
Go ahead, tough guy.
All right.
But first, tell them about Yamava because we're already late to the break.
It is a Live Imaging Tuesday on Shitano and Cap. Back on this day in 2006, the Plain White Tees released the song Hey There Delilah as a single, and I hated every time I heard this on the radio.
Yeah.
Was like it's like a soft song that you would like, hey Rachel, you know I love you. I love you. Hey there, Rachel.
It's one of those songs that where like this part right here, you're like, ugh, I hate this song. And then once they get to the chorus, you immediately start singing it.
No.
Yeah.
It's also National Alphabet Magnet Day.
What is that?
Is that like the magnets on your fridge?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
All the different colors.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Do people still have magnets on their fridge?
Sometimes like schedule magnets for the teams.
Do you have pictures of your family on your fridge? Or like extended family?
No pictures at all, actually.
Nothing. So it's a clean fridge.
There's I think my kids bought these little like butterflies you can put on the fridge that are magnets.
I think I have some plumber's magnet like with his number on it or something on the side of my fridge.
No. Mine's clean.
Yeah, clean
fridge.
I want
that clean stainless steel to shine.
Yeah, you like that look,
when it pops, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Bam!
Yeah, I got you.
I have fake donuts magnets on my fridge.
Really?
They look like little donuts.
But they're fake.
They look like that you want to eat them.
Speaking of that, they had donuts here earlier.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
I had a donut. It was a poor decision. I was dragging hard because we had a late night last night.
That's right, we did.
And I ate a donut around noon, and it was the minute I took one bite, I was like, God, I regret this. And then I had to drink 2 liters of water and have a pound of bacon. Now I feel fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A full pound of bacon.
It reset me.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you make the bacon yourself?
Not here. I brought it. It's pretty much, I make it. I like many people meal prep on Sundays. I bacon prep.
Uh huh.
So I make like 8 pounds.
So you're back on the bacon diet?
I need it for the Mandy's.
Okay.
Just shed a few.
All right.
You know?
I'm with you. Listen, I'd like to look good for the Mandy's too. I'm starting to look into my outfit now.
Was Rachel mad last night on how late we ran?
Lindsay texted something in the group chat, and you responded at 11:26 saying you were still on the road.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm still driving home, everybody. Jeez. Hope everybody's happy in bed.
I was 5 minutes from my house, and I stayed for all the post-game press conferences.
I'm like, I hope everybody's having a good night so far. Still driving.
I was too, if it made you feel any better.
You know, still just trying to get home.
Yeah, that's but Sedano's got to drive up a mountain. You got a flat ride. You got a flat ride. He's yodeling on the way up.
Right. He's like the game on Price is Right. You know, like that yodel game guy?
Well, that's the sound he just made.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Oh, really? That was a Price is Right thing?
It is a Lakers celebration Tuesday. We get ready for game 5 tomorrow night.
Oh. Cappy's notes. I need to see these notes.
Well, I was setting up. Thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. You know there's no man that can break down the NBA like one George Sedano, but apparently Cappy is trying.
So here's the deal. I'm going to give you my phone, but I want you to know something.
Yeah.
What I do is
yeah.
I text myself my notes.
Oh, boy.
I text myself my notes.
How do you text yourself?
Well, I have my own phone number, and then I text it to me.
You can text your own phone number?
Correct.
Why don't you just use the Notes app?
Yeah, there's the Notes
app.
Yeah,
you don't use the Notes
app? Oftentimes, I do use the Notes app, but recently, I have been choosing to text myself.
Okay.
So I have
that check yourself?
Yeah, right. And very much, I have an ongoing dialogue with me. Okay?
I'm gonna text myself.
That's healthy.
Right now.
So, George, when you get my notes, you have to understand, the green is me sending the message, and the gray is me receiving the message. So the same message pops up twice.
Okay, that's fine.
All right?
Go ahead.
All right, take your time here, smart guy.
Let me get the phone. All right. Now, these notes about the game specifically, why is your phone not bright enough? Jeez.
I don't know.
He's
probably
got to keep it on the down low sometimes, you know what I mean?
And why is it green?
Yeah, yes, it doesn't make sense why it's green.
Why is it green?
Why isn't it blue?
I don't know. I texted myself.
I just texted myself and it's blue.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Blue. Yeah.
Weird. I don't know why. Maybe some setting or something? I don't know.
I was like,
How far back am I going?
No, it was at the top. I had set it for you.
Is yesterday 2:08 p.m.?
No, I think it was the Draymond Green thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
First note.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
All right. Ready? First one.
All right. First note.
7:21 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond passed to the Laker bench.
Yeah. Something,
what did that mean?
So something happened where Draymond goes to make this pass and there's nobody home. And whoever it was, like an assistant coach for the Lakers, caught the ball. Like, and then he turned around to look. And this is, I think, where Gary Payton Jr., or the second, was walking off the floor. Do you remember that?
To throw up.
Right.
Yeah.
So Draymond thought that Payton was going to be in position, and Payton's like,
he held it in his mouth for a long time.
Right.
It was incredible.
So that was like my first note.
Yeah. Okay.
To myself.
Yeah. Pepe. I love it. All right. Dave Chappelle wearing sunglasses. Comma doofus? Question mark.
Right. Oh, so John Ireland.
We wear sunglasses in here every night.
Right. John Ireland makes his whole big point that anybody who wears sunglasses at a Lakers game is a doofus. He said, other than Jack Nicholson. So I said, wait a second. Is LeBron a doofus? And John's like, well, I can't really say that he's a doofus. Don't you guys remember that yesterday we essentially challenged John Ireland in the pregame introductions to wear his sunglasses?
I also think John Ireland shouldn't be the judge of anyone being a doofus.
Ireland was rocking his sunglasses in crypto.com last night. So was Dave Chappelle. So when I saw Dave Chappelle wearing sunglasses inside, I wrote that note to myself. Is he a doofus?
But Ireland, it was one of those wacky radio bits they do. Like, hey, John, we'll give you $10.
I bet you $10,000 of mythical money I'll wear my sunglasses inside. So wacky.
If I can have Lindsay do that voice.
Oh, it's the greatest voice ever.
It is
can
just
you just
amazing.
Do that at all times, yeah. Please? Can that be your new voice?
Yeah.
It's so wacky,
Cappy.
And hip.
So wacky.
Wacky Cappy.
All right, that was my next note. My next note was about Dave Chappelle's sunglasses.
Next note, 59-59, Warriors go on a run after LBJ misses 2 in a row.
Yeah, LeBron was like starting to struggle a little bit, and he's missing, and then they score, and then he's missing again, and they score, and before you know it, it's tied up. All right, keep going.
68-59 as GS gets hot.
Golden State getting hot, taking the lead, 5-point lead for the Warriors.
Yeah, thanks for the insight.
Yeah. Yeah, taking notes for myself.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Great insight there.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, LeBron misses up close 71-61.
Yeah, LeBron is struggling in a big way.
Missing bunnies.
Yeah, he's right by the basket. and he can't make them. And all of a sudden, before you know it, the Lakers are down 10.
Yeah, this is inside the mind of Cappy. The Schroeder steal and basket 77-72.
Right. See, at that moment, Dennis Schroeder makes this steal and scores this basket, and the place is going nuts. And all of a sudden, maybe a little momentum shift. Maybe just a little momentum shift as Dennis Schroeder makes a big play. Okay, keep going.
Go ahead.
LeBron starting to come back, yeah. Exclamation point, 79-75.
Right, because now LeBron is all of a sudden gone from ice cold to now he's making a couple of shots. Come on, King.
Yeah. There you go. And then after that, immediately the next text is 84-77, LeBron missing everything.
Yeah,
and
then all of a sudden
what
LeBron
happened? He went from hot to cold again?
That's right, ice
cold. That's a range of emotions.
Ice cold, exactly.
Okay.
Keep
How
going.
Many is everything, though, Cap?
Yeah.
He's missing everything. How
I
many
mean,
shots?
I mean, that's clearly an exaggeration.
Yeah. Guy's missing everything he shoots.
Yeah. Again, excellent insight here into your mind. 84-84, big comeback.
Right. Lakers yeah. have now come back 84-84. That's right.
Right. Yes.
Keep okay. going.
What part of the... This is
the most basic game notes I've ever...
I thought there was going to be actual like stuff here.
Keep going. Let's hear what happens.
All right. Lonnie W. with the steak and layup 86-84. So he ate a steak?
Right. Lonnie Walker had a steak.
Yeah.
And then he had a layup.
Oh, okay.
I think I wrote steak.
And you meant steal.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So yeah. Lonnie Walker didn't have a steak and then a basket. He had a steal and okay. then a basket. No steaks.
Lonnie again, then Steph 4-point play on a bad fouls call against Schroeder.
Right. I mean, that 4-point play that Steph, I couldn't believe they called a foul on that. Come yeah. on.
Lonnie, the go-to guy.
Right. Lonnie is starting to heat up here, and yeah. Lonnie has become the go-to guy.
That's good. That's good.
Right.
I mean, it took us like 12 comments to get
hey,
there.
Hey, I'm texting myself,
okay.
pal.
All right. LeBron from half court, AD on D against Steph.
Right.
What is LeBron from
LeBron
half court?
LeBron took this ridiculously long shot that wasn't even close. Couldn't believe he took it.
Yeah.
And then AD is playing defense against Steph brilliantly.
All right.
The post-game Lonnie Love.
Right. The post-game Lonnie Love, when Lonnie was getting it from LeBron and from AD, and they were telling him how much they appreciated him being a professional and being ready to go. I mean, I just, for me, it was emotional. It was moving.
Last year on the game, LeBron's post-game pajamas, which, by the way, the shirt did look like pajamas.
Yes, oh, my God.
Yeah. Very expensive pajamas.
I was standing right there, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
LeBron's outfit in the post-game press conference.
Your second piece of excellent insight.
Was pure silk pajamas. LeBron went from the court to
Feels
the locker
good.
Room, put on his pajamas, get driven home,
and went straight
right
home.
To bed.
Yeah.
Right to bed in those silk PJs.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
What's the last comment?
And then for some reason, there's Alex Caro's Punky Brewster.
Oh, yeah. Mason and Ireland were talking about Punky Brewster, and Alex Caro's the former NFL football player. But I think they got it wrong. I think he was the father on Webster, not
he
on
was
Punky
the father
Brewster.
On Webster.
So you're talking about Fred Dreyer and a Ram being a TV show. Is there a comment that says Morales asleep might take pictures?
No, there's nothing.
Here
in
it is. I'm going to post pictures of Morales passed out.
You
in
put
my
him
car
in the circle of trust
before we even leave the parking lot.
Yeah, put him in the Sedano and Cap circle of trust. There's Cap, the inside of Cappy's mind.
There's my notes while I'm watching the game. I'm texting myself.
Yeah,
that was riveting.
Well, it wasn't as bad as we thought.
It was pretty terrible.
I mean, I think it was much worse than I thought it would be.
There were observations along the way, Lindsay, baseball.
I mean, you're telling me the score and someone's doing something.
Dave Chappelle. Well, I take
the
my
Dave
notes.
The Dave Chappelle one is
but
good.
But you see, the reason is I take these notes.
So you can remember what happened?
So that I can go back to the game log, to the play-by-play.
Oh.
And then I can go back to my notes and go, okay, 84-84, they had tied it up. How did that happen?
A method to the madness.
Right. So that's how I use the play-by-play.
All right.
With my notes.
Speaking of a method to the madness, coming up next... Everyone discounted one particular thing with this Lakers team, okay? They discounted one particular thing with this Lakers team in regards to where they stand in the NBA and the placement of everything in the NBA. What does that mean exactly? It sounds convoluted, but I'll explain in 2 minutes.